getting ready to start between King Cove and the rookies and Unalaska Raiders. I have Unalaska on my left side. And we have King Cove on my right side. This should be a really powerful game. We have two powerhouses, it looks like. It should just be a dandy. Looks like we have a new ref involved in this game. Rookies are getting ready to serve. It's like number 10. And it's up, and it's over. Not quite over. It hits. Hits the net. So the ball goes to Unalaska. They get the point, and number 3 serves. It's up over the net, and we got a couple digs and out of bounds by the rookies. So Unalaska remains in possession at a score of 2-1. Ingrid Dickey's daughter is our new referee. So we got number 3 is up, and it goes to the rookies and knocked out of bounds for a score of 3-0 on Alaska. Looks like Unalaska is starting out with an early dominance here. Number 3 is getting ready to serve again. Bouncing the ball a little ways. Waiting for a substitution going on here. I was just watching the server. Here she goes. Whistle blows. She's getting ready to serve. Up it goes. And it was hit to the rookies and not returned. That was number 6, it looks like. So number 3 is serving again for Unalaska. The Raiders are up with the ball. Just makes it over the net. And we got a couple digs, and it's over back to Unalaska. And a couple sets, and a spike by Unalaska to number 35 of King Cove to no avail. The ball stays in the possession of the Raiders, and the score is 5-0. Number 3 serving again. Great form, this little girl, Scott. Up it goes, and I thought it was out of bounds, but not quite. And it was hit back by number 5 for King Cove. Doesn't quite make it over the net. So number 3 is again the serving for the Unalaska Raiders. It's up. And back over right away to the Raiders. Back to King Cove. And out by King Cove. So the Raiders still have the ball about 6-0. A lot of power from Kaylee indeed. Here we go. Number 3 is serving it up. We got a couple sets. There's a spike, as it were, out of bounds. And Alaska still has possession. Score 7-0. 8-0. Timeout from the King Cove side. Coach is talking to the team, trying to keep them all together. They're not looking too adept at the beginning of this particular game. They're down in the hole 8-0, like we were saying, and they're a little bit taller than the Unalaska team. I would think that they would be a little bit more even, but again, this is only the first set of 3, so anything could still yet happen. King Cove's coming back out on the court. Unalaska's still in the huddle, as it were. Now they broke up. They're coming back on the court. Ingrid's getting ready to blow the whistle. Number 3 for the Raiders is getting ready to serve. Ingrid's hands up, blows the whistle. Number 3 is right there, hits the ball over the net, and we got a set over the net. Another set, and a spike back over to King Cove. A couple sets, a spike coming up, back over to the Raiders, and it's being passed around between Raiders. A spike into King Cove, 35 for the Raiders. I mean, for the rookies, misses. Number 3 is up and goes back to King Cove and doesn't make it back.
That was 35 for King Cove on time.
It's okay. 3 for the Raiders is serving again. And it's back. Oh, it doesn't quite make it over the net. So it looks like King Cove's got the ball.
And
a point, of course. It doesn't quite make it over the net. They get the ball. You get the ball back. You get a point. I keep forgetting to tell you all that. I figure you all know more about volleyball than I do, okay? Here we go. The rookies are serving, number 23. And we got a dig and a set. and a spike out of bounds from the Raiders. So King Cove still remains in possession. The Raiders are in possession. I got confused on my teams here. Number four serving for the Raiders. Sorry about that, folks. It's over. Number 41 just about knocks it out of bounds for King Cove. It's back over the net to the Raiders. The Raiders are setting the ball up. A spike and out of bounds by the Raiders. So King Cove has the ball. Looks like the number 35 is passing it to number 25, who's going to serve. We got a little kid running across the court right now. Now, number 25 for King Cove is bouncing the ball, getting ready to serve. Ingrid blows the whistle. And up it goes to number 9. And back over to King Cove. Couple digs there. Oh, number 35 for the Raiders could not return it back over the net. Just bubbled off her hand. So King Cove still has the ball. And it looks like, wish I could see better, number 25 indeed is 26 is serving. And it's up. And the Raiders just spiked it just in the left corner of King Cove, and they could not get to it, so the score right now is 12-3. And there seems to be some kind of timeout or something on the court, but Ingrid's, the referee, is talking about something here. I'm not sure what. I'm not privy because I have no mic up here. Substitution coming in. We have that little girl for the Raiders that wears yellow. And number 39 is serving. And it goes to King Cove. They're back and forth, back and forth. Over the net it goes back to the Raiders. And they're bouncing it back and forth, back over the net to King Cove, to the Raiders, to King Cove. And King Cove doesn't quite get to it. They bounce it around, but it goes in the wrong direction. It's going backwards, away from the net. So 13-3. And the Raiders retain possession. Number 39 is serving again. And King Cove's doing some digs here. Should be a spike. Oh, yeah, spiked it right in. Number 3 for the Raiders misses it. And, it looks like King Cove has the ball again. And Kaylee is going to serve number 41. Nice, strong serve, and the Raiders could not get it back. Kay, that was a brilliant. She'd be playing tennis. That was really good. She's playing again here. She's serving again. It's a little bit high, and number 39 gets it, and two bounces, and it's back to King Cove. And King Cove's got three bounces, and back over to the Raiders. And they're passing it back and forth. Oh, yeah. King Cove's pass. Oh, it just missed with a spike from King Cove, number 5, over to the Raiders. Missed, hit the net, went back down. So number 1 for the Raiders is going to pick up serving. Bouncing the ball tough, waiting for a signal from the ref. Yeah, it looks like a substitution coming in. I see a little bit of hand waving here. I'm not exactly... Okay, here we go. Now, number 1 serving for the Raiders. In Alaska, serving the ball, bouncing it, waiting for the whistle blew. Okay, there we go. King Cove brings it back to the Raiders, and number 23, easy spike right down back into King Cove's department, and they missed. Number 1 is still serving for the Raiders. Here we go. She's up, over the net. And back right, again, back over, back and forth twice, back and forth three times. They're passing it back and forth, back to King Cove, back to Alaska. They're passing it forth, and it bounces right into a bunch of defenders for King Cove, but nobody could grab it. The Raiders have another point. It's 16-5. Number 1 still serving, of course. It's over. A beautiful serve. And they got a couple digs here. They're passing it back and forth over the net back to Unalaska, back to King Cove, back to Unalaska. And it's set up for a spike. And, oh, she does it. Oh, but they said, oh. Blotted out of the net, back to King Cove, back to Unalaska, back to King Cove, and there, King Cove is setting it up, back to Unalaska, but got it right in front of number 39, and she missed. So King Cove has got the ball again. That was the best volley we've had so far this evening of the three volleyball games that I've broadcasted. Here we go for King Cove. Serve, over the net, it goes to number 11, and they're pouncing back and forth. Come on, spike it in there, spike it in there. No, they're passing it back and forth for the Raiders. King Cove brought it back to the Raiders. It's back to King Cove. They're setting it back up, back to the Raiders. The Raiders are doing it. And a spike by number 11 of the Raiders. And 41 of King Cove misses it. So the Raiders pick up the ball, possession of the ball, and a score of 17-6. Number 9 for the Unalaska Raiders is getting ready to serve. Whistle blue. Over the net. And, oh, it's right off of a number 41 of King Cove. It went the wrong direction. Didn't go toward the net. It went toward the back wall. So Unalaska still has possession. Number 9 serves. It goes to King Cove. Got a couple digs here. It's way up in the air, and it's out of bounds. So Unalaska Raiders still maintain possession, and it's 19-6. Number 9 still serving, of course, over the net. And, oh, it hits number 23, and she knocks it out of bounds for King Cove. So Unalaska still has possession. Ball's being thrown over to her, number 9. Whistle blows. She's getting ready to serve. Up it goes, over the net, and I got a couple digs and a spike by King Cove. A dig was all the way over the net. The Raiders have possession of the ball again. They're passing it back and forth. 11 puts it back over to King Cove. And, oh, boy, it goes to King Cove, back to the Raiders. Raiders passing around, back to King Cove. Number 35 for the King Cove gets it. And it's spiked, and back to the Raiders, and they maintain it. They spike it back over to King Cove, back over to the Raiders. Number 11 is picking it back to the Raiders. I mean, to King Cove, to the Raiders again. Raiders are up, spike at 23. And he spikes it, but back by King Cove, hits the net, and King Cove still gets it, goes back to the Raiders, they're passing it back and forth, and a spike by King Cove, it's up again by the Raiders, and a big spike by, oh my goodness, that was a dandy one, number 23 for the Unalaska Raiders, just spikes it right down hard on King Cove. Number 9 for the Raiders is up, and oh, it's King Cove returns it, number 9 again hits it back to King Cove, back to Unalaska. Unalaska's passing it around. Goes back to King Cove. Over the net in a little bit of a spike, and back and forth, back and forth. The Raiders are passing the ball around. It goes back over to King Cove, back over to the Raiders. It's being passed around easy. Now easy calls it back over to King Cove, and King Cove's passing it around. Good up to the Raiders. A good volley back to King Cove. They're just digging this ball. They're digging it hard. And digging. Everybody's digging. No setting here. Okay, went back and forth three times is really what's going on here before I was lost consciousness, as it were. But the Raiders still have possession. It's 22-6. Raiders passed or served to no avail. I mean, to good avail. King Cove tried to pass it back to some avail, but it did not work. In other words, King Cove, the Raiders still have possession. Number 9 is serving. King Cove's got the ball, passing back and forth. A spike back over to the Raiders, and they're setting it up. And a spike back over to King Cove, and back to the Raiders. The Raiders are setting it up. And a spike right past number 25 in King Cove by number 11 from the Raiders. So the score is 24-6. Raiders still have possession. Number 9 serving still, up over the net, and King Cove is barely hanging on there. They made it, just hit the net, and it went right straight down, number 11, 4. The Unalaska Raiders could not get to it. King Cove has possession. 24-7, number 36 is serving for King Cove. Over it goes. Raiders they're passing it back and forth, back over to King Cove. They're all digging here. Nobody's setting. Now we got a spike. Oh, a spike went to the Raiders, to number 11, and she spiked it back. And it looks, but it went out of bounds. So number 35 for King Cove is still in possession of the serve. Up it goes over the net. We got The Raiders passing it back and forth, and it goes over the net to King Cove, back to the Raiders. The Raiders are just hanging on to the possession of the ball. It goes back to King Cove, and they didn't quite make it back. Number 25 hit the net with the ball, and that's the game. So that was a dandy one. That's
it for the whole night here?
No, no. That's that set. Oh, that's that set. Okay, yeah, that's the game. He says game, and I was confused. Set here. The thing that I think you guys get a kick out of, all you fishermen out there, if you're listening to the game, you know, I've been fishing for 35 years, but I remember that my first day on the back deck of a seiner, I'm piling corks, you know, and you want to do a good cork pile. You want to make it look nice. Even if you're a rookie, you can figure that out. So if the corks don't quite go in the wrong place, the skipper's hauling pretty quick, you know, even on a practice set. That's what we did. We had a couple practice sets off Lummi Island before I went to Southeast. And, I wanted to grab the corks to put them in the right spot. Well, they're still coming down, so he carried away. And otherwise, rookies are clueless. Well, heck, I'm a rookie broadcaster here, so give me a break. All you fishermen should be able to understand what I'm talking about here. But this is a pretty exciting game. This different lineup for King Cove than the first game? Okay, the early evening, we got number 10 is Kern. She's a 12th grader. Kim, I'm sorry. She's a 12th grader. Number 13 is Rachel. She's an 11th grader, junior. Number 23 is Shauna. She's a senior. 25 is Peyton. She's a sophomore. And Chanel is a 9th grader at number 33. And 41 is Kaylee at number 10. Then we have a couple more walk-ons here. Sherilyn is a 12th grader, and that's number 5. And number 35 is Shayla, and she's also a freshman. So you got, you got two seniors and, one sophomore, one junior, and a couple freshmen. It's pretty evenly balanced. But as far as height goes, I don't know. You got a couple tall gals on each team, but it looks like the King Cove rookies have a taller team, as we've got more taller ladies, so they really should be stopping this. But anyway, we'll see what happens as the game goes on. This is our last set. We have Unalaska's out on the field right now, getting ready to play. We're King Cove.
This is the second set?
Okay, we got two sets left, this one and the next one. King Cove is... got one on the field, got two on the field. They're starting to come out of their huddle and getting ready to play this second set. We have one more after this, so don't go away. And this is a Big Wave Day for KSTP Radio, and I've got Pastor Morgan here helping me out. And Ingrid is getting walking up the stairs into her position to be a referee. Teams are lining up. Ball's being shoved over to Unalaska. Number 3 for the Raiders is getting ready to serve, waiting for Ingrid's whistle. There it is. Number 3 is bouncing the ball, serves up over the net. It goes to King Cove, back and forth. Oh, it goes back into the Raider court, and they're passing it back and forth. Three times, they couldn't, that's the right, one time too many, so it goes over to King Cove, as it were, in number 13 serving. And the score is 1-0, King Cove. It's over the net. Raiders have it, passing it back and forth. Nice spike by 25. It's returned by King Cove, but the Raiders could not bring it back. After that, so number 13 again is serving for King Cove, and it was a bad hit. Didn't even quite make it to half as far as where she was hitting it from, and the net. So the Raiders have possession, and number 4 is serving. Hard serve, but it's being bounced around and knocked over the net back to the Raiders from King Cove, back to King Cove. And, 41 knocks from King Cove, knocks it to 41 on the Raiders, and then she spiked it right back at her. So the Raiders have possession at number 4 still serving. And it's up. It's over the net. And King Cove is passing it back and forth, knocks it out of bounds. 41 knocks it out of bounds, so the Raiders still have possession, and the score is 3-2 Raiders. Whistle blows. Serve is being setting up for the serve. Serve. And it's up, way up high. It looks like King Cove brings it back over to the Raiders. Raiders are passing it between them. Back to King Cove. And, oh, yeah, King Cove gets it right past the hands of number 35 for the Raiders. So King Cove now has possession, number 23. Looks like she's going to be on it for the serve. Whistle blows. Tied score. Up it goes, over. Oh, right into the net. I keep saying over because I thought it was going to be over from my perspective. I'm sitting a little bit high here, so I guess I should wait before it goes over before I say. It's like umping a behind the batter in a baseball game. Call it before it goes up across the... Anyway, number 34, number 39 serve for the Raiders. King Cole back to the Raiders. Doesn't quite make it back to King Cole, so King Cole picked up the point. And the ball, it should be 5-4, I would think. I see 4-4 on the scoreboard. I must have missed something. It's 4-4 on the scoreboard. Number 25 is serving for King Cove. Goes over to the Raiders. And Alaska's passing it back and forth. Back over to King Cove. They're passing it back and forth. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, 41 doesn't quite spike. It was a soft spike. I mean, right between number 1 and number 3. Of on Alaska. And so King Cove still has possession of the ball. Number 25 is bouncing it, getting ready to go. Whistle blows, she's up, and knocks it out of bounds. So on Alaska gets possession, and the score is 5-5. It's tied. Number 1 for the Raiders is serving. Substitution time coming in. We got number 10 coming in for number 25 for King Cove. Getting ready for Ingrid's whistle blow. Whistle blows. Serve's getting ready. Serve is up, and it's over the net. And straight up in the air from King Cove. They're setting it up. Over back to the Raiders. Raiders are passing it back and forth. Back to King Cove. Back to Unalaska. Back to King Cove. And a spike down from Unalaska, number 23. Just the prettiest little tap of a spike. And King Cove could not get it. Score right now is 6-5. Number 1 serving for the Raiders. Nice, fast serve, hard serve. And back over by King Cove to the Raiders. The Raiders are passing back and forth. Back to King Cove. King Cove setting it up. And a spike. Oh, it doesn't quite make it over the net by 41. A bad hit. So the Unalaska Raiders are still serving. And score is 7-5. Up. Oh, into the net. So the possession goes back to the rookies of King Cove. And number 41 is their server. Kaylee is up, and it goes over the net. And they're passing it back and forth between the members of the Raiders back to King Cove. King Cove back to the Raiders. The Raiders are passing it back and forth. Set up. And back over to King Cove. Dig. Back to the Raiders. And spike by 23. Didn't quite have enough power to make it over the net. Rookies are in possession, 7-7. 41 for the rookies, still serving. And King, the Raiders knock it back over to King Cove. King Cove back to the Raiders. Raiders are setting it up. Spike and back. Oh, yeah, went right in there, right through the hands of number 13 of King Cove. So the Raiders have possession again, and it's 8-7. Looks like number 3, number 9 is serving. Number 9 to back and forth. We got three back and forths here between King Cove and the Raiders. Raiders to King Cove, just out of bounds. So the King Covers have possession, and the score is 8-7. We got number 5 for King Cove serving this time. Over the net, out of bounds. Possession goes back to the Unalaska Raiders. And looks like number, let me see the number on that lady, 23, is serving, whistle blows, for the Raiders. Tanisha serving for the Raiders. It goes to King Cove. It was off the hands of 23, 2-5, back to 23, and she missed it. So the Raiders still have possession. 23-7. Whistle blows. Ball's up. Hit. Over net. Oh, right in front of number six. I think she thought it was going to go out of bounds. That's what it looked like. But it wasn't. It was right in. It was right in. So number 23 is still serving. Whistle blows. Ball's up. Hand hits ball. Over net. Over to Kinkova. Back to Unalaska. Back to Kinkova. Back to Unalaska. A dig. A spike by Unalaska. Back to Kinkova. To Unalaska. Oh! Went to 11 of the Raiders. And, geez, she was in the air. Almost went over the net. But Kinkova has possession. Number 35 for Kinkova is getting ready to serve. Got a substitution coming in, 25 for 10 for Kinkova. The young freshman, Kayla. Whistle blows, hands up, ball's up. Here, boy, right over to the Raiders, back to Kinkova. It looked like it was out of bounds.
Yeah.
It was out of bounds, yeah. So, Kinkova still has possession, still serving. It's over to the Raiders. Number 11's got it. Over to back to Kinkova. Kinkova's up. Spike it. Ball back over to the Raiders. Back over to Kinkova. Back over to the Raiders. Back. Oh, nice spike! Oh man, nice spike by 35 of the Raiders to number 15. I mean number 35 of Kinkova and she nailed it. The 35 of Kinkova nailed it. She's serving again, and she serves it out of bounds. It was that volley was between number 11. Of Unalaska and number 35 of Kinkova back and forth, but Kinkova took it. She served again, knocked it out of bounds. That's what happened on that little volley. It's 12 to 11 right now in favor of Kinkova. Unalaska serving with number 3, Rachel. It's over the net. Kinkova is blasting it around between them. It goes over the net back to the Raiders, back to Kinkova, and right between number 25 and number 13 of the Raiders. Kinkova has possession, and number 3 is serving. The rookies. The Raiders. I keep calling the Raiders. Are the rookies? That's the rookies. The Raiders are over here. Okay, yeah. Boy, don't confuse me, Pastor. 13 serving for the rookies. It hits the net, so the Raiders have the ball. Number 4 for the Raiders is serving. Over the net, and Kinkova has a dig, a set, and a spike. Back to the Raiders, back to Kinkova. Set up for the spike, back to the Raiders, back to Kinkova. And a set, another set, a spike, back to the Raiders, back to Kinkova. It's up in the air, and they're setting it back and forth. Back! Oh, number 41 tried to get it from the rookies, tried to get it over the net, but didn't quite make it. So the Raiders still have the ball, and the whistle blows. Ball's rebounded. Ball's up. Ball's hit. Over net. And 35 from Kinkova knocks it up in the air. No one could get to it. Out of bounds. The Raiders still have possession. It's 16 to 12. Number 4 serving. It's up over the net. Oh, it looked like it was out of bounds, but number 5 tried to get, got to it anyway of Kinkova and didn't get anywhere on that. So the Raiders are still serving. Number 4. It's up over the net. Kinkova puts it back to the Raiders. And Alaska's got it. Spike it tough to number 35. Of Kinkova, she misses it, so the Raiders are still in possession. We have a timeout going on here. Both teams are starting to huddle up. Timeout was called out by Kinkova. And a lot of action this game. It's a little bit more activity than a little bit more volleys between both teams than we saw in the games before with the Sandpoint Eagles. There's a whole lot, I don't know if it's tougher playing, but. Let's put it this way. The ball's up in the air a whole lot more. You got volleys going back and forth. Kinkova's back on the court. Unalaska's back on the court. Getting ready to serve. Sign from referee. Serve it. Bouncing. Up in the air with the ball. Over the net. goes to King Cove, and they're setting it up. Oh, that was a tough one. Number 25 tried to set the ball to 41 to have it spiked to King Cove. Didn't quite make it. 41 didn't grab it. Now we got number 4 serving again for the Raiders. Whistle blows. Ball's up. Over net. Oh, it goes in two. Number 13 for King Cove. She bobbled the ball, and it bounced off her hands and hit her in the face. And ball was rolled back to number 4, getting ready to serve for Alaska Raiders. Up it goes, over net. Oh, 15 gets it for King Cove to 41. Oh, back to the Raiders. Number 1 has it. 9 spikes it over to 5. That's, oh, boy, that's a tough one. 9 from the Raiders. Spikes to the number 5 in King Cove, and she knocks it out of bounds. So the Raiders still has possession, and the score is 21-12. Number 4 serving. It's up. It's over the net. And number 5 digs it. Oh, a setup for a spike to 41, and she misses it from King Cove. So the Alaska Raiders still have possession. Number 4 serving. Whistle blows. Ball's up. Over net, looks like it might be out of bounds. No, 13 grabs it. Was over the net and spiked real tough by 35 on Alaska. Right next to number 15, it looks like, of King Cove. Raiders still in possession. Number 4, waiting for the signal from the ref. Timeout, it looks like. Got the coach coming from King Cove to talk to a referee. And we'll see what happens here. It's been a really exciting volleyball this game. It really has been. I'm kind of glad it started out a little bit slow because give me a little bit of time. You know, it's like, you know, guys out there that fish, you know, that first day, even if you have a lot of experience fishing, that first day can just be an absolute nightmare because sometimes even the skipper forgets stuff. Well, that's kind of what I felt like when I did this first game. It's starting to feel a little bit more comfortable to me now. I mean, still got a long ways to go before I can be a sports announcer, but the big wave is giving it the best he's got, just like I tried to do on the back deck of a Saner, or even in a power skiff, which has become my favorite operation on a fishing operation. It was it took me 5 years to figure it out. If it wasn't for the guidance of Storm and Norman, that year I partially the year that I skiffed off the Araya, he really showed me how to run a skiff. You know, Southeast fishermen always use a lot of throttle because we have purse. Full person's a different story. Okay, here we go. Number 4 is set up to serve, and it just hits the net. So King Cove's got possession again.
Good timeout, ice to
server. Good timeout, ice to server. I like that. That's choice. Okay, whistle blows, number 23 for King Cove is getting ready to serve. It's served. It goes right to. It goes back and forth here. We're setting it up for King Cove. Oh, it doesn't quite make it back to Unalaska. Unalaska got it. And they passed it around a couple times. We knocked it back to King Cove. King Cove tried to do a set. Didn't quite make it. Unalaska's serving again. Oh, right into the net. King Cove's got the ball again. And it's 24-13. Got a substitution coming in here. Number 10 for King Cove is getting ready to serve. Whistle blows. A ball's up. Over net. And Unalaska is passing it around. Oh, a nice spike by Unalaska. Back to Unalaska from King Cove. Right between number 1 and 4 of Unalaska. Neither one could get to it, so King Cove still remains in possession. Number 10 is, of course, is still serving. Whistle blows. Ball's up. It's over net. Oh, nice serve to number 39 of Unalaska, but could not be returned. King Cove is ahead 24-16. Whistle blows. Ball's up. Ball's over net. And it goes back to King Cove from Unalaska. Back to Unalaska. They're being set up. Back to King Cove. Oh, spiked Unalaska. And they're handling it. They set it up a couple times, And it bounced right over the other side of the net into King Cove. Nobody was there to spike it back. It was a perfect, perfect time for that, but nobody was there. Oh, my goodness. So the score right now is 25-16, and it looks like Unalaska will have possession. That was a set. That's right. So it's
they change sides, and then how does that go? They change sides, and whoever had possession.
I don't know who
started
that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, that's the way. One thing we still don't know. Well, I guess we'll know when this next set starts who has possession, because Unalaska had possession when it was over this last set, and they won that hand, as it were. They won that volley. Okay, we're getting ready to start the third and final set here, and the big wave is starting to get a little bit worn out. This is, I wouldn't say really intensive, but it's, again, this is something I've never done before, and it's
nice job by King Cove.
A lot of fun.
25-8 on the first set, 25-16 on the second.
Yeah, that's it. We got King, hold it. So we got, I don't ask you,
25-8 on the first set.
Okay.
25-16 on the second set.
King Cove is coming back, because the first set was 25 Unalaska and 8 to King Cove, and the second set is Unalaska 25, and King Cove comes back at 16. Now, both teams are back out on the court now, and for the third and final set, we're waiting for Ingrid, our wonderful referee, to climb the ladder. She's getting ready. Whistle's in her mouth. She just did a pre-whistle here, getting everybody out and ready in position. Climbing the ladder up to the top of the stand, right at the top of the net. And a little bit of substitution going in early or something. We got some hand-holding here on the rookies team. 10 came in for 13, looks like. 13 is 10 is going to serve. Whistle blows. Possession King Cove. Balls, she tossed the ball up and dropped it. So whistle blows again. Okay, I can call that a false serve. She's up. It doesn't quite make it even to the net. I mean, made it to the net, but under the net. So Unalaska has the ball right now. Number 3 is serving. The one with the good form. Oh, over the net. And the rookies are passed it back to King Cove. I mean, back to Unalaska. The rookies have possession. Back to Unalaska. Oh, 35 spiked it down. 35 from Unalaska spiked it down into 23, who couldn't get it back from King Cove. Unalaska serving again. Over the net. Oh, it went to number 5 of King Cove and could not be returned. It's a little confusing here because they switch sides. I keep, you know, I'm used to seeing the teams on different sides. Anyway, number 3 from Unalaska is serving. It's up. Ball's over. No, it didn't quite go over the net. There it goes, saying over the net before it does again. So the King Covers have the ball again, and it looks like number 23, is that what it is? 23 is going to serve for King Cove. Whistle blows. Ball's up. Over the net. Oh, yes. I got a couple digs here. Oh, a spike. A spike from 35 on Alaska hits number 35 of King Cove, and she could not bring it back. So, Unalaska still has possession of the ball. Number 4 is serving. And it goes up to number 35, to number 25 of King Cove. Number 4 knocks it over to number 3 of Unalaska, and she misses it. So it looks like the King Covers have possession again. The score is 4-2, King Cove. Number 25 for King Cove serving. The whistle blows. Ball's up. Oh! She did an underhand serve that time instead of most of them do overhand. So the ball was never really up. She just underhanded it, but didn't quite make it to the net. Now we have number 39 for Unalaska serving. Whistle blows. Ball's up. Overhand shot. Over net. And King Cove is passing it around. Oh, 41 just taps it, which she should have spiked it or could have spiked it. Didn't have the right angle on it, I guess. So the ball stays in possession of Unalaska. Goes back. The Unalaska serve goes to the rookies. Back to Unalaska. They're passing it back and forth. Nice spike by Unalaska. And it's just out of bounds. About a foot out of bounds, it looked like, from here. And the score is 6-2, King Cove. Number 41 for King Cove is getting ready to serve. Whistle blows, ball's up, ball's over net. And Unalaska is bouncing it around. It goes back over net to King Cove. Oh, nice shot back to Unalaska. To King Cove, to Unalaska, and it goes out of bounds. Score is 6-4. King Cove. Ball's up. Ball's on Alaska's court. Whistle was blown. I don't know why. Okay, there's a double hit on the Alaska side. I missed it. So now King Cove shooting again. A ball's up. Ball's over net. On Alaska. Alaska 39 hit it. Didn't quite make it to the net. She fell trying. She gave it all she had. So number 41 is going. 41 is just served. On Alaska's bouncing it back and forth. And it goes back over the net to King Cove. King Cove set up for a spike. 10 spikes it back over in Alaska. And Alaska setting it up. And 23 missed it. She could have spiked it over, but missed it. So King Cove has possession of number 41. Again, serving. Whistle blows. Ball's up. Over the net. Oh, not quite over. I keep saying over the net because I know it's going to go over the net. That didn't come close. It was like, you're a golfer. It was a really bad slice. It went right to the right. Went about half court. Okay, number one for Unalaska is serving right now. Whistle's blown. Ball's up. Over net. 41 gets to it and knocks it. He goes behind her. Nobody can get to the ball. So Unalaska still remains possession and scores 8-7 now. King Cove is still 1 point ahead. King Cove's 1 point down. I'm looking at this backwards. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Alaska just knocked it out of bounds. I had the guests in the home all messed up. I figured King Cove's closer, so. Anyway.
It's even now.
It's even now, so it doesn't matter. You know, the senile old retired fisherman, that's the only excuse I can get. We've got a serve coming from King Cove, number 5 to 11 on the other side. We've got, it's back to King Cove, and they're setting up. Oh, nice spike. Oh, right in bounds. Number 4 could not get to it from Unalaska. And that was done by number 35 of King Cove. Let's see. King Cove is up with the ball. It's over. 23 from Unalaska hits it. And she spikes it after being tossed back to her. But King Cove's got possession. Oh! Unalaska brings it back to him right over the head of number 23 of King Cove. Score is 9-9. Okay, Unalaska is number nine. Got a timeout here or something, substitution. That's what it is going on for the King Cobras. Whistle blows for the serve. Ball's up. It's over the net. And King Cobra's bouncing it around. We're set up for a spike. Oh, it goes back over the net to Unalaska. Goes to 11. She spikes it down to 41 of King Cove. And it goes down. It goes back to Unalaska, back to King Cove. And number 10 for King Cove didn't quite get on it, knocked it the wrong way. You know how that happens sometimes at volleyball. So the score right now is 10-9 with Unalaska ahead by one. Number 9 fires a nice serve. It goes to goes to King Cove, goes back to Unalaska. And number 11 of Unalaska could not get it back. You know, the ball was blocked real well. King Cove serving again. Number 35 knocks it out of bounds. And the score is 10-10. Okay, King Cove's up again with the serve. Whistle blows. Number 35 serving up over the net. And it goes to number 4 on Alaska. And it was set up really good for 11 to spike it, but she wasn't on it. Went straight down on the Alaska side, so I missed the point. King Cove serves right into the net. So Unalaska's got possession again. And it's 12-11. King Cove is one up. So 23 is serving now for Unalaska. It goes to 23 of King Cove, and they bounce it back and forth a little bit. And 35 from Unalaska got a little a little tap on the ball, went right between number 23 and number 41 of King Cove for the point. It's 12-12. Number 23 is serving now for Alaska. Oh, he hit the net but went over. And it was, oh, this is a brilliant one. Back and forth between both teams. And back and forth real hard, as a matter of fact. Like spike, 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 back and forth. And it went out of bounds by Alaska. So King Cove's serving again, number 10. It was the number 9 on Alaska. And he gets knocked out of bounds. King Cove still has possession. Ball is being passed to the server, number 10. Whistle blows. Ball's up. Hit over net. And number 11 gets it from Unalaska to 35. He tries to spike it. Hits the net. Doesn't quite make it over. King Cove still has possession. And number 10 again serving the ball. Whistle blows. Ball's up. It's over the net. Number 39 gets it from Unalaska. Oh, a nice spike by number 35 to Unalaska, right between number 36 and 41 of King Cove. And, yeah, that was a dandy one. So King Cove's got possession, and the score is 15-13, King Cove. Number 3 for Unalaska is getting ready to serve. Ball's up. Over net. Oh, right over the head of 41, right beside number 13 of King Cove, and it wasn't out of bounds. It was a good 2 feet in. Nobody got on it. So number 3 is up again for Unalaska. Oh, yeah, it's up over. And a nice shot back by King Cove. Unalaska setting it up. Nice spike, but out of bounds. Number 35 of Unalaska hit it pretty tough. If that would have been in, nobody would have got that. That was a lot of power on that spike. King Cove's got the ball back.
And the lead,
thanks, Pastor, to 16-14. King Cove's up. Ball's over the net. 39 gets it from Unalaska. Oh, a nice spike by Unalaska. King Cove's... I'm not sure what happened on that.
The spiker was into the net.
Oh, that's one I didn't know. The spiker was into the net. I guess you can't touch the net when you spike. That makes sense. I remember playing volleyball in high school, but, you know, that was, heck, we're going on 50 years for that. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. Oh, yeah, I'm just...
It's probably catch-up, you know, like you're 15 guys on each side, and it's like, you just put your hand up and knock
it down. Yeah, that's... Yeah, real good. Both teams are looking real tough. They play really well as teams together. And when they miss a shot, they still tap each other on the back and say, like, it's okay, we can do this thing. You know, both teams are very impressive watching these girls play. It's whistle blows. Serves being readied by number 23. Oh, whistle blows down. Ingrid's saying something to... Okay, there we go. Now ready to play. Balls up, hip, over net, and back over from Unalaska. Unalaska's passing around over to King Cove, and 15 from King Cove brings it back to Unalaska. Oh, spike down to number 15, back to King Cove, and it's way up there, hits the rafters and stays for a while. So it looks like Unalaska got the ball back. That was a pretty exciting playing by number 15, King Cove, who wouldn't have gone so high in the rafters. I think that they would probably be in position right now. That was number 35, not number 15 for King Cove. Number 4, Fred Alaska is getting ready to play. The whistle blows. Ball's up. Over the net. And King Cove is passing it around. Oh, no! It was a setup to number 5. It's kind of a weak setup. It wasn't high enough to spike, so it just went into the middle of the net. So Unalaska still has possession of the ball. Whistle blows. Ball's up, and it's over the net. Oh, it just touches the net. And it looks like King Cove didn't think it was going to make it over, so nobody was on it. It went between number 5, number 41, and number 3. It looks like number 4 is serving for Unalaska. It's over the net. King Cove is digging it. And I didn't quite get enough setup on it, so number 5 could hit it over. So Unalaska still serving. Whistle blows. Ball's up. And it's back over to King Cove. King Cove setting up. Oh, boy. Number 5 tried to get it back to number 25 of King Cove. Did not quite. Got to her, but it wasn't a good enough. She wasn't a good enough angle to knock it over the net, it looked like to me. It was a tough one. It was really a tough one. So the point goes to Unalaska, and the score is Unalaska 19, King Cove 17. We have a timeout now. Both teams are in a huddle, and the coaches are talking to them. I don't see that goofy eagle around anywhere. That's right, Pastor. That's because we're not playing. You'd think he'd hang out and, you know, root for one of the teams anyway. At least the King Covers are closer, right? Don't you always root for West Coast teams in football or baseball or basketball? Huh? Because we're West Coast.
I'm just glad the Yankees are out of it,
Pastor said. I love it. Number 4, serving for Unalaska. Whistle blows, ball's up. Up it goes. Oh, it hits the... I want to say hit the goal post. Other way you call the post that the net's... I guess it's the post the net's tied to. It hit that. So now King Covers have possession. Looks like number 26 is serving. Ball's up. It's over the net. And Unalaska just tips it over. And King Cove could not bring it back. That was number 35, trying everything she had to get that ball. But didn't quite make it. And now King Cove's back up. Number 35 Unalaska's back up. Number 35 is 39 is serving. It's over the net. King Cove is doing some digs. And 41 tried to spike, but didn't quite get on it. It's like she swung a little bit too, or swung. Is it swang or swung? Swung a little bit too early. Missed the ball. So Unalaska serves. And we got a couple digs here. A set. Over the net back to Unalaska. Unalaska's setting the ball up. And a spike. It looked like... Yeah, it was inbounds, just barely inbounds. I had to wait for the call and the ref to really see that. So, yeah, that was a really good spike from Unalaska. Ball's up. It's over the net. Oh, right into the net. I didn't get a handle on who spiked it. I'm thinking it might have been 23. I'm not sure I could see the tallest one on the team on that particular play. Number 41 for King Cove is up. Ball's over the net. And that was a hard, hard one. Back over to King Cove. They're getting ready. Spikes it over to Unalaska. Set. A spike. And back over to King Cove. Back over to Unalaska. They're setting it up, passing it around between them. And, boy, this is a good volley. Back and forth. Back and forth. It goes back over to King Cove. And back over to Unalaska. They got to get it over. They missed it. Missed it. That was, oh, boy, nobody was on that one. That was really confusing. It looked like out there to me from here. That was a good volley. King Cove's got it. Whistle blows. 41 serving. Oh, right into the net. Point goes to Unalaska. They get the ball. It's 23-20. Unalaska is ahead by 3. Number 1 for the Raiders is ready to serve. We got something going on here. Timeout, it looks like. So both teams are in their huddle. There's water here. Sorry for the blank airspace, but I had to take down some water. Oh, boy. I hope they're not doing karaoke tonight because I can't sing. It's a joke. They never do anything.
You'll have to do Far, Far Away.
Yeah, I'll do it Far, Far Away. Oh, what's that hymn I really like? Oh, boy, I can't think of it. My brother used to sing, and I just played it on my trumpet. It was funnier than heck because my brother couldn't sing. Anyway, we're getting ready to start again, and Unalaska serving with number 1. Now the day is over. Up it goes over the net, and King Cove brings it back with one shot.
And it
a nice volley has gone back and forth two or three times. Three times now. It's a nice spike by number 23 from the Raiders.
Good.
Oh, they're just doing awesome here. I don't believe that one. It was so quick I couldn't call it. I mean, the way it was going. King Cove was bouncing back and forth a couple of times, a couple of good digs, a couple of good sets. It went back to Unalaska. The same thing back and forth 3 times. Unalaska serving again. Up. And King Cove is doing some digs. Another dig. Went over the net. And right there, spike. Oh, an attempted spike by number 11 from Unalaska Raiders. And it just hit the top of the net and didn't quite make it over. King Cova serving with number 5. Whistle blows. Ball's up. Over the net. And back over from Unalaska to King Cove, but it went out of bounds. Scorekeeper gave the wrong score. That's what happened because there was a buzzer that rang. I'm trying to figure out why. Here's a 25-21. Okay. And we got some action going on here. King Cove is passing the ball back and back around. Unalaska has it. Spike by Unalaska. Oh, right into King Cove territory. That was a brilliant move. And that is the ball game at 25-22. I think we have the right score up there. And that is Unalaska takes it.
20.
Okay. That was 20. The third thing was Unalaska 25, King Cove 22. The second set was 25 Unalaska, 16 King Cove. And Unalaska was 25 that first set, and King Cove was 8. All I can say is that we saw some really good volleyball here tonight, and it was great fun for me. I've been saying that all night. I've had a good time up here with Pastor Morgan. And I would really like to invite you all to a Sunday service at 11 o'clock Sunday morning at the Baptist Church down there. You get to hear a great sermon and some pretty, No, I'm playing the piano because the great Stanley Mack isn't around. That guy's got in the air that's from heaven. He can pull stuff out of the air. I got to read. And, heck, I'm a trumpet player. You know, I give it the best I can. But anyway, it's a lot of fun here. It's a great service, and I hope to see you all out here. But tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning, we have a game. That's Unalaska versus KVC, and at 12 p.m. we have Unalaska versus Sandpoint Eagles. That's the original schedule, and we hope we hope it's written in stone. I'll be here at 8:10:30 in the morning. I'm not sure. Somebody will be playing. We don't know who's broadcasting, who's going to be in the booth. Virgil, I hope you're going to be in the booth because I will be here. I assume that's what Austin wants us to happen. And then we have the game at 12, and then I'm going to go practice the piano and get my hands ready for Sunday morning. Anyway, this is Big Wave Dave and Pastor Morgan wishing you all a very, very good Friday evening. Big Wave Day for KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA, 88.1 FM in the beautiful town of King Cove. And thank you, Virgil Porter, for running the board tonight. Good night, all.